Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
My. Well, you know this battlefield. Going through these times, we call time. Time gonna change. He says it's gonna come. It won't sound good, you know. He said it's been too hard to live. He said, but you know one thing about it. he knows there's something up there. But I found out one thing about it, Brother Randy. When you get a personal relationship, death is not bad if you think it is, man.
My.
Why I talk about it like that? Because God is waiting on his children. You got an expectation for all of them. And I think about waking up in the morning. You know, too many times we stress waking up in the morning. Like it's so blessing. Can I be real with it, Brother Man? I know you didn't want to hear say this, Brother. Oh, it's a so blessing morning. It is a blessing morning. But boy, don't you know, to be in his own, to be in his presence, or better, being on this side of this ground, you know. Because I'll tell you about it, the race, they'll be racing right now. We're going to wish we said this a long time ago. I was glad. That's what I'm saying. That's just what I'm talking about. I was glad when they said, let's come to the house of the Lord. But it's going to be a different house. And when we see him, this tabernacle was made with man's hand. It was made with man's hand, Brother Randy.
Oh, no.
He said, I got to go. He said, I got to go, Brother Randy, because I prayed. Yes, sir. gotta go.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Go.
My God. Yeah, you know it's crazy you said that about him going to prepare a place.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Him going to prepare a place, because
yeah.
I've been reading a little bit this morning.
Yeah.
I've been reading a little bit this morning, my brother.
Look, just a little bit.
I want to talk a little bit about the holy city.
Mm. Okay.
The heavenly city.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want to talk a little bit about the holy city this morning, my brother, if I can.
Okay.
My. I learned something this morning.
Okay.
I learned that, and I know you know you country boys might not want to hear this. But I learned that by 2030, brother Ed, over 60%. Of the world will be living in cities. Oh, they say rural living, country living is disappearing, Brother Eric.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they say country living is disappearing. A lot of people are moving back to cities. Cities. City living. I read that Juneau, Alaska is the largest actual city in America.
All right.
But New York City has the most population, Brother Eric. I believe they say it's over 10 million. Some odd people live in New York City alone. In New York, New York. New York, New York. I believe they say that it's over 10 million people that live in New York City alone. They say that 60% of the world will be living in cities by 2030. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the holy city this morning, Brother Ed. I want to talk a little bit about the heavenly city this morning. Some of us call it the New Jerusalem, Brother Ed. As we read over in Revelations about the New Jerusalem, the city that John was talking about when he said the heavens opened up and the New Jerusalem came down, my brother. My. I want to talk a little bit about this city living this morning, Brother Eric.
Come on with it.
If I can. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you as humble as we can this morning, Lord. Thank you again for another day. Another day of your blessing, your favor, your grace, and your mercy. So I ask and I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you use us in the mighty way, that your word go forth this morning, Lord, that you remove anything that's not in your liking, Lord, anything that may hinder your word from being taught and preached this morning, remove it right now. Lord, I'm praying that you let it flow off my tongue like the rivers of living water. I'm praying that you use us in the mighty way to speak the word of God bold. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Not our will, but let your will be done in us. Let the meditation of my mind, the words of my mouth, be acceptable in thy sight. Have your way right now. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. My brother, I was doing a little research on this city this morning, my brother. The holy city. Again, I know you don't want to hear it, my brother, because y'all, they call y'all the country boys. But 60% of the world is moving back to cities. Rural living is going away. It's disappearing. People want to live in cities, not big cities. So I want to talk a little bit about the new the holy city. If you are a believer in God, if you are worshiping, if you follow Jesus Christ, this is the city you're going to be living in. Help me, Holy Ghost. First and foremost, I want to go over to John 14. John 14. And I'm going to start at, I'm going to start at 2, what you just said, no later than 5 minutes ago, Brother Harry.
Yeah.
Listen to what it reads like. It's written in red. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in also in me.
In my Father.
He said, my Father's house has many rooms. If that you were not so, if that were not so, would I have told you that I will am going there to prepare a place for you? Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Wow. You know the way to the place where I am going. See, he said right here in John. John warmed us up with it. He said, the Lord said, Jesus said he was leaving to go prepare a place for us, Brother Ed. To prepare a place for, see, a lot of people call this the Lord's mansion. Oh, but I'm calling it the holy city this morning. I'm calling it the heavenly city this morning. Because I learned that when he said, Brother Eric, when he said right here in verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. I learned over in Revelations, my brother, that he brought the place to us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It came down to us, my brother. He brung the place to us, the great city, the holy city, the New Jerusalem.
Yeah,
I want to talk a little bit about how great this place is. How they described it, Brother Ed. They described it. I want to talk a little bit about how perfect and how beautiful and how good it's going to be in the new, in the holy city. In the holy city. Over in Revelation 21. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, you go. It's just something about that King James, man.
Come on with it.
About that King James, man. You know what?
Come on with it, my brother.
You really from the NIV, right? That's what you really from.
Yeah.
NIV?
Yeah.
I'm going to read these two scriptures, man, that I'm going to graduate. Look what it says. Your scripture reads pretty much the same, but this second one kind of messed me up a little bit. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, be also in me. In my Father's house.
Yeah.
And I know what yours says. And it says, there are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I like that because yours said rooms. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I know it translated, it changed it over from mansion to rooms. And it correlates the same thing. But I love that word because when I start thinking about rooms, I start, like you said, that somebody said, if I could just be the gatekeeper, you know, just let me get in, you know. If I just get in the house, you know, I'm good, you know. I just want to get to heaven, you know. I think it's one of them songwriters, if I can make it to heaven, I'll be all right. You know what my brother is? Must have fell off.
No, I'm here, my brother. I'm here, my brother.
Okay. I'm going to get out of your way, man. I don't want you to hit the pause button on me. I don't want you to hit that trans break on me, man. I want you to let it go. Come on.
I want to talk a little bit about how this city was, Brother Ed.
Revelation.
Revelations 21. the holy city. What would this holy city look like, Brother Eric? What would this place that the Lord prepared for us look like? What would it be like in this place? How would people act in this place? How would the houses look and the rooms look in them? How would the air smell and how would things be in this place?
Watch it.
Listen to what John said right here, Brother Eric. It says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And there was no longer any city.
I saw
the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Help me, Holy Ghost. Listen to what he said. Coming down out of heaven from God. See, it said it was coming down out of heaven from God to us, Brother Ed. Oh, listen to what how he described it. Listen to how the angels, how they showed it to John. Listen to how they showed it to John. It says, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
There you go.
My. Don't you remember when your wife come down the aisle, how you ain't never saw that beautiful ever in life, Brother Ed, when she come down the aisle and she was prepared for you coming to the altar. Help me, Holy Ghost. She was so beautiful, my brother. She had on the best of the best.
She was or is? I don't know why you talking. I'm a country boy, man. Get me beat up.
Listen what he like, my brother. It said, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now amongst the people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, God's dwelling place is now amongst the people. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. My Lord. It said God will be in the midst of them. He said he will dwell in the place, Brother Ed. Listen to what it read like. He will wipe every tear from their eyes.
Every tears.
There will be no more death in this place, brother. Help me, Holy Ghost. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pains, for the old order of things has passed away.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yes, sir.
He said, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new, brother. I am making everything new.
I like that.
Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he told him something. He said, he said to me, it is done, my brother.
Yes.
Oh, it's ready. He said he prepared it for us. He said, it is done already. Oh, see, John didn't say he saw Jesus creating the new holy city. He said, it is done right here, brother. It was already done. It was prepared for us already.
Uh-huh.
It was prepared. It was ready to go. It was already ready to go. He said, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
My goodness. Yes, Lord. Those who are victorious will inherit all this and will be their God, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. My goodness. It says, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the veil, and the murderers, the sexual immorals, those who practice magic and witchcraft, and the adulterers, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
This
is the second death. Now watch this, brother. Watch this. It's going to tell us a little something right here. It's going to tell us a little something else. Listen to what it says. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, John still talking to us now, brother, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Listen to what it says, brother. I'm getting excited now. Listen to what it says. Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine that view, Brother Eric? Can you imagine?
Yes, Lord.
Listen to what it says.
Yeah, he ain't no witch doctor either. He ain't no witch doctor because God, once you get a, hey, Brother Randy, and once you get a connection to God, you can have an out-of-body experience. You can, like,
Paul
was there. I don't know if I was up, I don't know if down. You know, I don't know if I was in heaven, I was, but I knew what I seen. It had to be
my goodness. Oh, yeah. I like that, though, brother. He said, and he carried me away in the spirit, my brother.
There you go.
To a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. My goodness. It said, it's stone with the glory of God, and its brilliancy was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as a crystal. My goodness. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the name of the 12 tribes of Israel. Help me, Holy Ghost. There were three gates on the east, three gates on the north, three gates on the south, and three gates on the west.
Are you on something there?
The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. My goodness. Listen to what it reads like right here, and I'm going to stop for a minute. It said, the angel who talked to me. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I love this. He said, the angel who talked to me had a measuring rod, Brother Eric. Listen to what it said.
Yeah.
He had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city and gates and its walls. Now, I'm going to pause right there for a minute, my brother. I was listening to a guy this morning, or reading or something the guy wrote this morning. I'm not familiar with him, but his name was F.W. Borum. He was an old writer, old analyst, old pastor. Years and years ago, I don't know if you ever heard of him, Brother Ed. Anybody on the phone ever heard? His name was F.W. Borum.
F.W.D. Borum.
He said he was having a conversation one day. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He was sitting at the table having a conversation with a great architect from London one day. He was talking to Brother Eric. And he said they came to a conversation about this great city we're talking about right here, right now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They were sitting and having a conversation about it. And the architect raised the question of, you know, how will this holy city hold all the believers? How would it be enough room for all the believers, all the followers, all the Christians to be in this one city, Brother Ed? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So listen, so they came to the conclusion they were going to go to the scripture, Brother Ed, and see what the scripture say, right? They came to the conclusion they were gonna see what the book said about it, right? Now watch this. It's just numbers. Now, he's sitting here talking to an architect, right? A great architect from London. So they took the numbers. They took the numbers, Brother Ed. It said the city was laid out like a square. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. You know, we all know a square is, you know, even on each side. You know, square, right? Imagine this. As long as it was wide, he said. So they took them measurements, right? He measured the city with a rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length. 12,000, right? My goodness. They say the walls was 1,400 miles long, Brother Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. They say the walls was 1,400 miles long on each side. And when they did the measurements, the ground floor, the square miles, would have been 2,250,000 square miles on the first level. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. On the first level, right? That's just on one level. Now, I kept on reading, and I found out that some people say, you know, it's going to be 600 floors in this city. Oh, help me. 600 levels. Now, this is on the level I'm talking about, 1,400 miles around, you know, each wall, you know, 2,250,000 square miles on the ground level, on the first level. And they did some math, so they did all these numbers. They crunched these numbers, sitting here talking, Brother Eric. They crunched the numbers, and they came up with, they based it off London, where the guy was from. He based the square miles on the ground level, on the one level, and the population of London, and guess how many people they came up would have been just on the first level of this great city. They came up with 1,000 million people, man, on the first level of this city. So when they raised the question of how this city was going to hold so many people, Brother Ed, they came up with 1,100 million on the first level. Not. I ain't the smartest man in the world, but I read somewhere that they said that's 70 times, 70 times the population of the whole world on the first level of the new city. That's 70 times more than the population of the whole world on the first level of the new city, the holy city. My God, look how big it is. Now we got how big it is already, because on the first level, it's more than enough for mankind by itself. But they say it's 600 levels. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They say it's going to be 600 levels of the new city. So when they say, how everybody going to fit, Brother, you tell them this. Hey, man, listen, it's going to be more than enough room in my father's house. It's going to be more than enough. Listen what it reads like. It says, its length and as wide and high as it is long. The angel measured the walls using human measurements. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. And it was 144 cubes thick. The wall was made of jasper. And in the city, pure gold, as pure as glass. Now, tell me this, brother. I'm going to stop right there. Have you ever seen a piece of gold that you could see through? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have you ever seen a piece of gold that was transparent that you could see through?
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Right through it. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Listen how good it's going to be, brother. It said the walls was made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass, my brother. Oh,
yes.
Help me, Holy Ghost. It said the foundation of the city's walls were decorated every kind of precious stone.
Come on, man.
Every kind.
Come on.
Every kind, brother.
Yes, sir.
Every kind of precious stone. Listen to what it reads like. I'm going to drop down to 21. It says the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. Look how beautiful it's going to be, Brother Eric. It said the great city, the great street of the city was of gold. Of gold, as pure as transparent glass. So that means you're going to be walking down the street, Brother Eric, on gold, and you're going to be able to see right through it. I ain't never saw a piece of gold you can see right through. This gonna be some. This gonna be some special stuff here, man. This gonna be something we never seen and never experienced ever in life, ever. Listen what it read like. It said, "I did not see a temple in the city because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are His temples." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It said the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb is His temple. The city does not need the sun, Brother Ed, or the moon to shine on it. For the glory of God gives His light. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the temple and the Lamb is its lamp. The nation will walk by His light, and the kings of the earth will bring their slander into it. My God, listen what it says. It says, "I'm getting a clear picture of how beautiful, how big this city is, brother." It says the streets of gold. It's gonna be pearls on the gates, the walls. It's gonna be jasper, like jasper, in the streets. It's gonna be, you know, like pure gold, transparent, like you can see through it. You're going to see, it's going to be gold, but you can see right through it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, on no day will its gates ever be shut. It's going to be open all the time, for there will be no night there. Hmm. It says, the glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Oh, listen to what it says. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful be, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb Book of Life.
Boy, you on
my God. It says nothing impure, Brother Ed, will be brought into it. So when they say it, there will be no crime, no diseases, no hatred, no nothing. It will be nothing impure will enter the gate. Nothing that is not of God will enter the gate. Nothing shameful, nothing deceitful, nothing. It will be no sorrowful days. There will be no heartache. Oh, it's just gonna be good days there, Brother Ed. It's just gonna be wonderful times there, rememberable times there, and it's gonna be. I picture this in my mind, brother. It's just gonna be nothing but laughter, nothing but love, and nothing but full of love there, man, and nothing but you know, just good things going on in the new holy city, my brother.
Oh,
my
yeah.
God. Oh, but it says, but only those who name are written in the Lamb Book of Life.
Life
will be able to come in.
My goodness.
I'm going over to 22 and I'm almost done, my brother, because it's something else in here that we need to get right here. Listen what it says. Then the angel showed me a river with the water of life. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Clear as crystal, flowing from the throne. Look, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. It flowed down the center of the main street, Brother Ed. My goodness. It flowed down the center of the main street. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, with a fresh crop each month. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. The leaves were used for medication, for medicine to heal the nation. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nation. Listen to what it says. Listen to what it says. No longer will there be a curse upon anything, for the throne of God and of the Lamb will be there, and his servants will worship him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads. And there will be no night there. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
Lord.
No need for lamps or sun, for the Lord God will shine on them. Oh, my goodness, Brother Eric.
Again?
The Lord God will shine on them. And they will reside forever and ever. Reside forever and ever.
I like that.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then the angel said to me, everything you have heard and seen is trustworthy and true. The Lord God, who inspires his prophets, has sent his angel to tell his servants what will happen soon. My God. And that's how the new city is going to be, my brother. That's all I got. May God be in the blessing of his word. But that city, it's something about it. You know, I just, you know, I can't wait to get there, Brother Eric. I can't
Amen.
Wait to get there.
Praise
my God. Praise God, my brother.
Brother Randy, you know, I got stuck on all them numbers you was counting for how many going to be there, you know. And I started thinking about John had another, God showed him some again, and I just bagged all the way up to chapter 7.
Yeah.
Go ahead, and you know, people were struggling with this 144,000, you know.
Oh, no.
And, well, they were struggling there. They were talking about that's how it's going to be there. That's what all going to be in heaven, was that 144,000. Mm. You just told me it's going to be more than that, you know what I'm talking about, in heaven.
Oh, man, listen. Why you prepare all this room? Why you prepare all this room for us, Brother Eric, if it ain't going to be more than 144,000? we just explained it. We put it in numbers, so it's clear. You know, we put it in numbers right here.
Yeah,
that's just on the. Yeah. It's gonna be enough room on the first level of this city, Brother Eric, for all of mankind.
Yeah.
For whoever so will want to accept the Lord and live holy will be invited in. My goodness.
Man, when I was going
there. Top of the morning, my brother.
I was going there, Brother Randy, because over there, I'm going to bag up, Brother Randy, you don't mind. I'm going to bag up the Revelation.
Come on.
I'm going to bag up a little bit and get our mule, you know what I'm saying? But no, I'm going to leave it alone. Come on. Let me leave it alone. Go ahead. No, I'm going to leave it alone.
I'm going to say this by Brother Eric debating with himself. You know, touched on something. I said I wasn't going to say anything. I've been trying to be a bigger listener these last few days. But my brother touched on something earlier, and he said that there was no more death. Well, we have to tell them why there's no death.
Death is the
last sin is death. Well, that's not going to be in the sin there. So death can't make it there. Death can't cross over on that side because sin not going to be over there. Then my brother gave us a rundown of the numbers that man could put together. But see, John said, I saw a number that no man could number. So when we look at all those numbers, we have to know that there's a bigger number than that. Because John said no man could number. No man could number. Then another thing we need to look at is that we are all guilty and probably will forever be, because through our teaching, we've been taught that it is such a beautiful place to go. Like my brother said, the streets going to be paved with gold. And we wear a little gold around our neck, a little gold on our arm. Some females wear it on their ankle. And we think we kill it. Then we shine it. But just imagine being able to walk down streets made out of gold, and it's so clear that you can see through it. Or looking at a jasper stone. Now then, that's heaven. That's heaven.
There you go. There you
but
go.
If we really look at the scripture says, he said, I go and prepare a place for you.
Yes.
Where I am, there ye may be also. But we need to understand that heaven is already prepared. So I'm not guaranteed to get to heaven. But if I live the life that I sing about, if I live the life that I talk about, if I live the life that he left on record for me, I'm guaranteed to be with him. That's the guarantee. That's the guarantee that I want to see. I want to see that guarantee come to pass, that I'm going to be with him. Now, it might be in heaven, but you don't know. But I know I'm not guaranteed to get there because heaven already prepared, and Christ can't lie. When he said he cannot lie, he said his word would not come back forth. He said, let my word be true and every man be alive. He said, heaven is already prepared.
Yes, Lord.
Heaven is already prepared, and I go to prepare a place. The place he prepared for, brothers, might be in heaven for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to be prepared. That's all I got to say. I just want to be prepared. But he ain't been feeling good these last few days, but he's turking up. I just want to be with him.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. Well, brother, do you know the word of God got that effect on some people that believe?
It has a tendency to make medication out of words.
My God. My God.
Power of the Holy Spirit. You know, there's a lot of things I'm listening to. But I'm still stuck. You know what I'm talking about? So,
yeah. Where you stuck at, brother?
He got to see some things, brother Randy. My mind, my heart. You ever ask God? You know, you show John something, Lord. You know what I'm talking about? They used to ask Jesus a bunch of questions. Have you ever asked God for something? You know, do you want to see heaven? You know what I'm talking about? I know we talk about it. You know, I know you just read about it. We're trying our best to convey it, to make it real plain. But do you really want to see heaven? You know what I'm talking about? You know, not just want to just see it. I want to be in heaven. You know what I'm talking about? You know, like Brother D would say, because it's prepared. It's prepared now. You know, anybody just can't just run in now. You told me a while ago, I have to be in the book of life. I have to be in it.
Yeah,
I just can't. We can say all we want to. The book of he said you would have to be in the book of life. Somebody talking about you're not gonna get there, but works alone. You can forget it. I don't care how perfect you think you really are, or how good you sing, how good you read, how good you preach, how good you wear them nice dresses and suits. They're not getting you to heaven.
My God.
You know,
my God.
It's gonna be because he said all a while ago. See, Jesus took the sting away from death on Calvary. I read my Bible. He took it away. You know what I'm talking about? When he came, when he got out of the tomb, they said all power was given unto me. Not some of them. He said all power. That means he took on all our sin. He was a propitiation for our. He covered everything. Liars. Backbiter, stealers. One thing. It ain't but one thing. Now you can look at my sin, Brother D and Brother Randy. But one thing he said he would not forgive. And I'm gonna tell you what that one thing is, and that's blaspheming the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm talking about? Anything else? He said you can blaspheme me, but don't blaspheme the Holy Ghost.
Brad, he made it so clear that you can't miss it. He said, in this world, nor the world to come. Just can't miss it. He'll leave. Amen. One thing about Christ, we know, he left no stones unturned. He left none.
My God.
But that's why he made, see, this is what the ministry is about. He made it with hope. You know what I'm talking about? We're not over here just to make it sound good. We're not over here just to come over here like we ain't got nothing else to do. We over here because love. See, love. Somebody been around church long enough. Love lifted me this morning. Love lifted me. It wasn't because I did that so great yesterday. I told a lot of people, but in my heart, somebody helped me, Holy Spirit. God knew your heart. You know, prayer lifts anything, Brother D. But God knows the heart.
That's why
he's working on people. Some people ain't picking up the Bible now, and they ain't been reading that. They just start picking it up and start writing in the Bible now. Don't you know God is getting close? Brother Rand, that last scripture over there, that scripture you read over there, I hope you got through it. Over there, you said Revelation 22:7. I'm telling you, man, the Bible said, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the saying of this prophecy of this book. And that's what he is, man. The other stuff is blessed. But this is real.
Yeah.
When I mean real, that means Jesus speaking, man. And I'm going to tell you something. He said, he's coming quickly. And you know how they think of it? Well, they've been telling me in all my life, he's coming back. I've been hearing this time after time. He's coming back. Trust me, church.
Yeah.
Brother D said it well. He said his word would not go out and come back over. He's not a liar. He's coming back.
He cannot lie, my brother.
Brother D, that's why he talked that lesson like he did. Then you went back like, I'm going to touch that thing in Revelation 7. He said, that's a number you can't even count. There were so many.
Can't even number it,
you know. And then John didn't leave it there, Brother D. You know, I said, we're going to touch this thing. And Brother D, he didn't say, come on. He gave us a
wicked
thing.
Yeah.
He started on 7:12 Revelation. I said I wasn't going to touch this, but I feel something in my heart.
Revelation 7:12.
Now I'm going to back up to 9. Look what it says. Revelation 7:9. Look what it says. After this, now this is after he had told them about the 12, every tribe will be what?
Yeah.
They'll have what? 12,000. Then it added to be 144,000. And people wrestled with that. I'm not going to get on that because people wrestled with that. That was going to be on the only one, Brother D. But then the verse 9 tells us this. He said, after this, I beheld. And then he literally said, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number of the nations in the kindred of the people. That's what he said. Did I just read that? He said, tongue. Look what he said now. Tongue should be what? Before the throne and before the Lamb. Clothed. Look what he said. With white robes and palms in their hands. And look what he said, Brother Ben. He said, they're going to be crying with a loud voice saying, salvation to our God. Listen, unto the Lamb. Listen, and all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders of the four beasts fell before the throne of look at that, on their face and what? And worshiped God.
Worshiped God.
The beast had to, when they looked at him, he had to, I don't know if you ever had an out-of-body experience. I had an out-of-body experience when I saw his presence, man, I couldn't look at him. I put my face down to the ground. You know what I did, Brother Randy? You know, I had to ask God to forgive me. I had, Lord, forgive me. You know what I'm talking about? I wasn't even worthy to be in that presence right now because I thought I was in a physical plane, but I was in a spiritual thing. Did you ever have an alibi? But the spiritual thing, I'm thinking I'm in my flesh, but I'm in my spiritual realm. God allowed me to get close enough to see him in my spiritual realm. My natural man couldn't stand it before he took me out the body. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, look what you said, Brother D. I'm going to have to do this. I'm saying amen. Blessed is he doing. Thanksgiving and honor and power and mighty be unto our God forever and ever. And amen. But I got to tell you, even though he said amen, that somebody had to ask a question, Brother D. They said, and one of the elders answered and said unto me, what are these written Look what it says, which are arrayed in white robes, and which cometh. Look what it says, came in. And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. He said to me, these are days that must come. Look what he said, came as the great tribulation.
As the great tribulation.
Oh, watch the
road. There
you go.
Yes, sir.
Whiten them with blood of the Lamb. You know, every time I think about that, brother, we touched this a little while back. When I start thinking about the tribulation, when I think about going through some things, he said these ones you couldn't count. He said the one was stripping his right pole. He said they went through some things.
The ones who went through it. Yeah, they went through it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Some of we're gonna go through some things. There's gonna be some of us gonna be held in that tribulation. That when God said the dead in Christ rise first, then the twinkling of the eyes, then the living. It's gonna be some held back in the tribulation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me teach you right now. It's gonna be some gonna do some things. Because early in that scripture, he said they had to get the mark. Oh, he said he had to put
their
hand. On the head.
Oh,
he had to put it there. You know?
Oh, yeah.
He had to deny the thing to serve God. But help me, Holy Spirit. See, you that one. They couldn't count, brother. We're going to be that one. They couldn't count. We're going to be dressing that white robe. He said, therefore, they before the throne of God. And serving him day and night in his temple, and sitting on the throne to dwell among them. He looked what he said, brother man, and they should hunger no more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
I
heard you say you were eating on that word, right? Boy, when you get to heaven, brother man, you got to eat no more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
My God.
You're gonna be full,
my
brother.
God.
Because you're gonna be impressed, man. He said, the Bible says thirst more. Neither said the sun, that you said this earlier, light on them, nor any heat. But the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and they shall, look what it said, and shall lead them unto the living. You said it, brother man, fountain of water.
Mm.
And God shall wipe away, not some of them, not just one of them, not just two of them. He said, all tears from their eyes. I don't know how you've been crying lately. Somebody I'm talking about. You know, things get rough sometimes, brother man. And it gets rough sometimes. It brings tears to you. He said, when you get to this place, when you get here, brother man, he said, the tears you're having right now will turn to a joy. Hey, you ever had a joyful tear? Oh, Lord. Sisters know what I'm talking about when I say a joyful tear. See, they'll release their emotions quicker than we will. They don't mind taking it over. The little makeup, and he let it run down his face because he'd been too good to me.
He kept
my son. He kept my daughter. You know, it felt pretty good, brother. The guy on the knee was praying for brother Randy. The sisters know how to get down there and give it all to the Lord. Now, watch this. It ain't got so now that the Bible said in the last day, Joel said that the young man and the young one what, prophesied. Oh, help me.
Yes, Lord.
We're getting close, man. We get closer than we ever thought we ever been. Because he said you got to do it quickly. That's what Randy said, little brother Randy.
Oh,
brother
Randy. You
know something, Brad? When my brother was teaching this morning, I thought about those song that Reverend Ray sang. He said, at once he was so comfortable in the world. He's so loving, living on the first floor of God's love.
There you go. You
know, just on the first floor.
Floor of God's love.
There you go.
I can imagine being as I make my rounds upstairs. But it's just comfortable living on the first floor of God's love. I heard Brother Eric say how love woke me up this morning. We have to understand the love that Brother Eric is speaking of hung out on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. That's the love that woke us up this morning. That's the love that allows us to be able to do what we do. and how we do.
My God.
That's the love that allows us to get on these phones and discuss it every morning. The love that shed his blood over 2,000 years.
Yes,
that is everlasting love. That's that love that don't turn on and turn off like a flashlight.
Come on now.
It's on for eternity. And you know what's the shameful part about it? Is that he even loved the ones that's not going to make it in. Ain't that something?
What?
He still loves you.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He loved the woman that don't even want to be with him. He still loves him. And he's still calling them home. He's still calling for them to come in every day. He's still giving them chance.
Hey, Brother D, you know, I never recommend this. I really don't teach it or try to express it like this, but there was a man hanging on the thrones. Come on, help. One on the right and the left. And when you said that about the love of... When you said about the one he loved, can you imagine the malefactors? A malefactor was an evildoer, and they were getting punished for the crime they had done. But it was a man that didn't have no sin that was getting punished. What? One man brought sin in, that was Adam, and one man what brought us what back in what to salvation to God. But why? I didn't want to go there, but I want to tell you something. But then you said it, I thought about that thief, man. I thought about that thief on that cross. Never where did you can find that he was baptized. Never did you find that he was baptized. But some kind of way he heard about that man, and he told that other man, "We deserve our punishment. This man don't deserve."
Oh, wait, back up. What did he tell the other man? He told that man we deserve. Who he said deserve it?
He said we deserve ours. Yeah.
And look what he hung Jesus in. He put Jesus in the middle of two thieves.
Put the middle
in between them. And he said we deserve it. Yes, sir.
We
deserve it.
Well, I'm trying to go, brother. We're trying to put people in heaven and hell, right? Some of us try to put them in heaven and hell, but look here, never it was recorded that we had to have all this religious and stuff. But you know what got him in heaven? His belief. He believed that he was the Son of God. He knew he was. You know what I'm talking about? And that man asked Jesus. He said, "Remember me when you get to paradise." He said, "This day, not tomorrow, or all other day, today, you will be me in paradise." That's what I'm talking about. We need to put teachers or someone spreading God's word and telling folks where they're going or not. You know what I'm talking about? Because in the last days, only body going to know that is the Son. Because he's going to be the one that book. Prayerful that we all get in. But you got to believe that he died and rose. And you better get that first. The Bible said we have to search out our own salvation. Yeah, we can't. Brother Randy bring this message like he did, and we don't offer the people to the Christ. We don't open up the door I know we ain't in no physical church. You know what I'm talking about? That we say we are the temple of God, but sometimes
this
we have
is
to
a
ask.
Church. This is a church, brother. Eric.
There you go.
And you know something? I said to myself, Brett, when you open the doors to the church on this show like you do, it is the Christian thing to do.
Yes, sir.
The second thing is that someone may have found the willpower from listening to you on this show that will make them want to go find them a church home. And that's what it's all about. That will make them go find them a home. Find their name.
Yes, sir. Hello?
You didn't fall off, did
you? I'm listening, dude. I'm looking. I see we still on. I'm still here. Something happened?
I believe you must have fell off.
Amen. Still on here. Praise the Lord.
My.
He says, come on in, sis.
My. Come on in, my man.
Good morning. I just want to thank God for allowing me to just be in attendance this morning. You know, when you just think about, you know, the goodness and just think about God's word, you just get so excited. You know, you just get so excited just about what he has for us and what awaits for us and how much he loves us and what he is preparing for us. And as the gentleman was talking, you know, about heaven, I just wanted to read John 14:1-3. It says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms.
Yes.
If it were not so, but I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that I where I am, that you will also be." When I read that, it just resonated in my spirit so that the Lord has gone to prepare a place for us. You know, and this is not our home. We get so caught up in this. I tell people, I said, this is like a smoke screen. This is an illusion. This ain't our home.
This is not our home.
And we get so caught up. We get so caught up in the right now. But this is all going to burn up. We need to be preparing for our heavenly home and our place of eternal destination. So I just thank God for keeping heaven in my view. I just thank God for my citizenship that is in heaven that awaits for me. I just thank God because sometimes, saints, you know, we have all been there, you know, just living here. We live here. We just get caught up. But we have to constantly say, listen, you know, like the gentleman said, it don't matter about what you wear, what kind of shoes you put on your feet, what type of clothes you put on. All that means nothing. It means nothing. And the more you get in the Word and the more you ask God to search your heart, you'll say, Lord, I guess what? I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. And that's some for real stuff. I remember I used to sing that because it was a trendy song. I'd rather have Jesus than silver. But when I thought about the words that it was saying, I said, come on now. I said, take the silver and gold and just give me Jesus all day. Give me Jesus all day long, because all of this stuff is worthless and it's priceless. But having an eternal resting place in him, come on, with the silver and the gold and the Gucci's and the Fendi and whatever it is, you can have all that, but you can't have my soul. I'm not giving my soul to the world, because he can't have it. So it's just, I've been so excited just to listen in with you all. I haven't been over here for the last 2 days. Some stuff had been going on, and I was brushing on the phone. I had my supervisor on the phone, and I could not wait until she hung up. I said, this lady was talking my head off today. I was trying to get on the phone and hear about Jesus. But I just thank y'all for just still being on here.
Yeah. And you know, can you do something for us, though? Can you do something for us?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Can you keep us in prayer? I keep telling you, anytime God is really moving, the adversary is trying to get into some things. I guess kind of call it what it is. And when he's moving, we want to be spiritual, understanding that we don't need to fight it with a physical thing. We need to put it in God's hand and pray. You know what I'm talking about? Because God is really blessing us so. We've been elevated with the teaching. But watch this here. He's even teaching us while we're teaching. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know I'm right about it because he's moving. You weren't even on the phone, sis, and you repeated almost everything we went on.
Wow.
Is that right, Brother Man?
Look at
that. Is that right, Brother Man? I'm talking about confirmation.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. Auntie, you hit it right on the head. You came right in, and that's just the Holy Spirit moving. Confirmation, Brother Eric. It's confirmation.
Confirm.
Yeah. Yeah, finally.
But we know it's God. Because you said you want to come here, God. But God used you to let them know that if anybody else didn't hear, you weren't even on the. You made I'm going to tell you what you did. You said what you
said. Look at that.
Did it, at the end of that anything, any of it, you said, I was on the phone trying to get over here to hear this because God kept you over there on heaven to speak. And I'm speaking this message.
Yeah.
God kept you over there to confirm what was the lesson about. You on heaven. God will give you a witness, brother.
Look at that.
Oh, yes.
Look at that.
Open up some things.
Hey, brother,
I'm just on country, boy. I'm just on country, boy.
It don't even surprise me no more. How the Holy Spirit show up and show out on this show every day, man. It's just, man, God is moving in the mighty way. He really is.
He's moving in the mighty way.
And
she also said when I said about we so happy when we said I was glad when God woke us up. But, boy, we should be happy to get in His presence. She said that, man. If you listen to God, he'll open up some things. Maybe they didn't hear me, sis, but they heard you. Maybe they didn't hear both of us at the same time. But I'm going to tell you how God does it. He allowed us to open up what you said, what I said, what Brother Manny said, what Brother B said. And he opened it up to say, I'm going to confirm what they just said. To my daughter. I know I'm right about
it. Look at that.
I know I'm right about it. And I ain't always thought like this. I haven't always thought like that, but let me tell you something. I know God can use anybody. You know what I'm talking about? I know God can use anybody. Let me tell you why I say that. Because sometimes we're out of order. The reason why we're out of order is because the man's not in their place. The men's are not in their place. And that's why I say about the sisters, when you get out there in a minute, they'll get out there and they'll praise him and listen. But I'm in a church that all men's praising. I see men fall on their knees and cry. You know, they ain't saying that they are men, you know what I'm talking about? But the women are doing so, they'll do it so easy, it's so easy for them to do it, to worship God, to lift them up, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm telling you, thank you for coming on. We need to be in church. I'm listening. You didn't just say that to me. I heard you. I heard God speaking to you. You know, I know I'm right about it. I don't need nobody helping me with that.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You go ahead, sis.
I don't
want to
say anything other than you.
I
have nothing to say. I'm just enjoying the service.
Oh, okay. Oh, you got too much in you talking about you just enjoying this. Wave your hand one more time. Wave your hand.
My. Watch this, brother.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Randy, you got a hand.
You got a hand bent up.
Oh, you got a hand bent up. 6, 7, 8, 4, 5, 2, 5. It's been up for a minute.
They open.
Yeah, they open. I think that's Brother John that came on last week.
Oh, wow.
Randy. Hey, Randy, I'm going to go ahead and get my scripture since I didn't interrupt you. I'm going to need some help to read it because I'm driving again, you know. But it's 1 John 1 and 9. That's what they gave me, but I want to bag up to like 7 and start at 7 and read all the way to 10, if you don't mind.
1 John.
Chapter 1, verse 7 to 10. But they give me 9. 9 was the only one they focused on, but I want to bag it up a little bit.
Can I do this with you?
Yes, sir. You can.
Okay, 1 John. 1 John 1. You see? 1 John chapter 1.
Yes, sir. Chapter.
Yeah. That was from the beginning, which we have heard. Which we have seen with our eyes, which we would have looked upon, and our hands had handled the word of life. Oh, I had to back up, brother. I had to go back to one.
Hey, you're teaching me. I'm learning.
That which was from the beginning. That's what he said. Which we have heard, brother man. That's what we've been doing. Which we have seen. With our eyes. That's what John is saying. Now he came and written it and told us about it. Which we have.
Just some more clarification, brother.
There you go.
More clarification.
our hand with Helen, the word of life. That's what we do. For the life it was manifest, and we have seen it and bear witness, and so unto that eternal life, which was with the Father, which was manifesting. That's what the sister just helped us with. She confirmed what we had already said, Brother Rand. I'm not going to explain everything, but I just want to just put it in there for you. That which we have seen and heard, declare unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. Help me, Holy Spirit. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. I'm in the book, and I'm in the book. And these things written.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he said. We unto you, that your joy may be filled. My sister said, I ain't going to say nothing. I just want your joy then make you say that. Because you can't hold your peace when you hear this word. You can't hold it. This is the message which we have heard of him. And declare unto you that God is a light. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And him is no darkness at all. He unfolds. He unpacked that what we said earlier to our sister, brother. And nothing said, let's go back to 7. But God said, let's go back to 4.
Yes.
Look how
let's go back to 1. Yeah.
He's bringing that whole lesson out with his word. That's why I said,
yes.
His word. Not come back, Lord. He helps teaches the word through us. Yeah, I know we sound like some backwood people, but boy, you can't take this love away. Watch this here now, brother. You teaching this. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie.
Oh, God.
That's the book here.
Oh, God.
He's not the truth. Now, here I come now. But if we walk in the light, he is in the light, and we have fellowship with one another. In the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanse us from all sin. Help me, Holy Spirit, because he's going to help us, man. Some of us know we can't do it without Jesus. Some of us know we ain't self-righteous. We know it has to be the Lord that carries us through this threshold. Look what he says. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Oh, can I do it one more time for us? Let's say, folks, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. And he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. I got to read this last verse. For if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Brother, I want to. I'm going to let you go and do your little disco. Come on, brother. I don't have no sense, man. You better get on in there. I don't have no sense. Hey, man.
No. The inspiration says sometimes people tend to take God's love and everlasting mercy as a way for them to continue living irresponsibly. When they are confronted about their actions, their response is, God loves me, for I love him, whom I love. Yes, he does, but our love for him should compel us to be convicted of our sins and confess them to him. And God won't hold our sins against us, but he is quick to forgive us and swift restore us. What he's saying, if you out there, you being that light, and you ain't doing right, and Brandy or Nutter or Sister Lady, Brandy Ainey come on, or Brother D Ainey, or anybody come to you and tell you ain't right. Brother Eric, Dexter Wayne, anybody listening that believe in God, and you go to him and ask him forgiveness, and you mean it from the bottom of your heart, where love lies in the bottom of your heart, being pure, God will restore you. Oh, you got to do the best. He'll restore you.
Amen.
He talking about it earlier about, you know, when he, I'm tied up, but when you confess and the only sin that he won't forgive is blasphemy, he tell you right here, same thing Eric said earlier. It said when you do wrong and you confess, that he will restore you swiftly. That means he will restore you if you from true in the heart. That means if you ask for him and you have a blasphemy in him, Holy Spirit or him, his name or his son's name, he will restore you and give you a fresh start over. That's my word of the day and inspiration of the day.
Can I add this in now?
Yes,
because
sir.
I'll read that, brother, man. He confirmed our whole lesson today. He brought it back in to our sister. She don't mind if I call her sister. You don't mind, sister. You good with that? he brought it to our sister, and he brought it in the Word of God to put it in the Word that he go. See, he's not going to let his ministers, he's not going to let his teachers, he's not going to let the people who convey his Word be looking like a fool. He's going to give them some confirmation. He's going to speak it through the Word of God. It's just up to you to receive it. It's up to you to receive it. He said, when we read the scripture, see, God don't need no self-righteous people to have his word. He wants us to know that you are filthy rag too. You run from a blood. You couldn't even speak right now. You run from a blood. You couldn't even present the word right. If it wasn't for the blood, it wasn't because you studied so hard. It's because I hung on a tree. But I rose one day. Somebody know what I'm talking about. With all power in my hand. You know what I'm talking about. That's why he said that the man should consider his ways when you walk with God. You should consider it. Come on, God. Come on.
Hey, Eric, when you be that light, you know, light light up darkness now.
Yes,
if I was in a dark place and I start following you because I'm following the word, I'm going to say that way, and I'm getting into it, and you preaching the word to me, you that light at that moment because it's coming out your mouth. You know, if I'm following, if you teaching me out this Bible and I'm listening to you, you the light. You can't go dim on me because I'm going to get lost. I'm going to get lost.
Well, you on something, we don't want to be a stumbling block. Anybody
that's
carries God's word. Hey man, the first thing we do, and I'm telling you this, I'm talking about saints now. Y'all pray for when I say this here. They get up and they speak so well, and then first thing they say, don't follow me. But follow Christ. That's great. But I read in the book, he said we should be examples. I read that in the book. So if we are examples, they are following you with Christ. You see what I'm saying? So as long as you stay with Christ and they know Christ, they going to follow you. But they really follow Christ. They're not following you. So your whole motive is to drive Jesus in their heart. Your whole motive is just to always see Jesus when they see you. Many times we say that we should be like John, crying in the wilderness. Some of us got some local herds around us, and eating honey with honey all on it. Then we got a camera here all on it because we so filthy. People don't want to hear us. But when they look at the Spirit, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When they look at the Spirit, see, the Spirit said, try the Spirit by the Spirit that it be of God. You know what I'm talking about? So when you
try the Spirit to see if they are of God.
There you go. When you carrying God's word, if they're of God, they're gonna follow God's word. Look here, it was just six or seven of us back line. Look what I'm saying, brother. It was brother Tim, brother D, and it'd be called D, bro. Brother Flock, brother Nutty, brother Wayne, brother Dexter, brother Lombard, brother Randy. And that's all. Now, we're on a platform. God had bring it out a little farther. And look what it done. God said, but wherever I am lifted on earth, I will draw all men unto me. And he made one of them women in there. That's what he's doing, man. He's moving his word. You can't put him in a box. He's too big. You can go back next week and read these same scriptures. He'll give you a totally different revelation. I know him right about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know that. That mustard seed had me for a while there. You know, every time I thought about it, it was something different.
Yes, sir.
I got
yes,
something
sir.
Different.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then what I love about that, it ain't because you're understanding what God gives in parts, man. There was a time there was a confusion going on. Peter and James and John, they were preaching, and they brought them to two different Greeks and the Hebrews, they brought them to him. They were fussing, you know, and they said, we can't leave the table. But look around you and find seven men with good reports. But listen, look what I like about this. He said, full of the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm talking about? That's what he said. So they could be able to be able to teach. See, because when you're doing things for God, there are spiritual levels. You know what I'm talking about? I might can't do certain things you do, brother. Nothing. You know what I'm talking about? That's what God gave you, what gift God gave you. But that don't make your gift no better than God gave me. You see what I'm talking about? Because we both should be edifying to God with the gift. Can I say that again?
God gave everybody a gift. You just got to know that you don't. Everybody's gift, not the same gift.
No, sir. Some of us can sing. Some of us can talk in tongues. Some of us can prophesy and preach. And some of us can do a lot of things. But if it ain't edifying God, if it's not lifting up God, we better watch what we're doing. Because we don't want to be lifted up. We want God to be lifted up. Oh, no, I'm right about it. We want God to be lifted up. That's why we named it. Well, it was named. Brother Wayne named it. The ministry is God's plan. This was God's plan. Mm-hmm. I know it was God's plan. Because the word is going forward.
Yes, sir.
It's going forward.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all know we got to, you know, anybody else can, you know, sign in if you want to. All you got to do is hit the one button. You know, we'll bring you on in. If hit it one time, we'll let you come on in. We'll let you say something. Or if you just want to wave your hand, our sister, I ain't going to say nothing. And she keep coming in there. You know, it's hard when you got the word. It's hard when you got the word. When you love God, it's hard, boy. It's hard. Just sit back and listen to it. You know, sometimes you want to wave your hand. I heard one sister say, I was on the mute, but I didn't want, and you just heard me how I was praising God, you know. But see, but that praise was between you and God at that time. See, you know, it didn't want to be that everybody hear you, but your personal relationship with God. You should be so in tune with God that you got to be by yourself sometimes, and the people looking in the next room or driving down the highway see you wave your hand. They think you listen to Tupac, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But you listen to the Holy Ghost. They might think you listen to Frankie Beverly and Faye and waving your hand. You know, I'm just old school, y'all. And they don't know what God just delivered you from. You might have almost had a wreck, and he guided that car so it wouldn't wreck. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe it might not have been a physical wreck, but a spiritual wreck. Help me, Holy Spirit. Y'all better come on in there, because I know I go all day. Y'all better come on in
there. I'm just enjoying.
I just want to say thank you for that word. I was listening to you describing the New Jerusalem. But you know what? I thought, thank God, because things that we can't have on this earth, God's freely going to give it to us. We'll be walking the streets of gold. He's not going to hold anything back from us. Because in God's eyesight, we're going to be so precious to him. All we're going to do is serve him and praise and worship him day in and day out. And he's not going to hold anything back from us. We might suffer on this earth, but God's going to make everything free to us. I mean, that's something. That is something to praise him for, and we need to just praise our way on to heaven. You hear me? Praise him to heaven.
Yeah. You know what? And I know you love God too. But when you really trying to convey something and you feel like you can't get a word out, it just stops and say, "Thank you, Jesus." Somebody know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
But you just can't get a
indeed.
Word out. Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed.
Hallelujah. You just can't get a
but you know what? God even understand the hallelujah and the thank you, Jesus. He already understands it.
Yes, I know he
Glory is. Be to God.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Reverend Henry, Michael.
And we got Sister Randy.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Honey, I'm just glad to be in the service one more time.
I just want to say good morning as Brother Randy speaking this morning. Made me think about what the psalmist said when he said, build your hope on things that's eternal and hold on to God's unchanging hand. I just thank God for this ministry. I just thank God for giving each and every one of you to speak to his people and to lift up his name so all men can be drawn unto him.
That's
such
it.
A blessing That's to it. Hear the ministry. It's such a blessing to hear the word. And it's such a blessing to hear encouragement.
Yes, it
for
is.
For eternal hope. We think about the future.
Yes.
We think about the right now because we are in the midst of the right now. But this is not what our hope should be built on. Our hope should be built on things that's eternal because that's what counts. No one, no man, save our soul. But we serve a God who can. So much like my aunt was saying about our soul, you know, get so wrapped up on the materialistic things of life.
Honey,
we'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold.
That's it.
Come on, Lord.
That's it. To God be the glory. We've been enlightened another day with his word.
Yes.
The Bible says, man, we are for the lack of knowledge. So we just thank God that you guys are being used each and every day. You have a desire burning inside of your being to get on this phone every single morning and just have a desire to not only pray but bring forth his word. And understand this, whenever you are doing what you are doing, when you are ministering words and fishing for souls, the enemy stay on attack. That's his job, honey. His job is to steal, kill, and destroy. So the enemy stay on attack, and you guys just have a desire with whatever you, because everybody goes through things, and whatever you are going through in your personal lives, you still have a desire every morning to get on this phone and to just bring forth a word. To God be the glory, and I'm going to continue to lift you guys up in prayer.
Yes.
I'm going to continue to keep you girded and intercede on behalf of every one of you that's on this line bringing forth this word each and every day because we know how the enemy works. And he want to take down God's kingdom, and he want to take God's people, honey. He want to take the breath out of God's people so you can't bring forth the word, which is the gospel. Bring healing to bodies. Bring deliverance to lost souls. He don't want it. So I just thank God for each and every one of you, and I just wanted to let y'all know that I'm going to keep you lifted up in prayer.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Anybody else? Anybody else?
Man.
It's getting good. Y'all better come over here. It's getting good.
I just want to say good morning. I'm just grateful that the word can't be stopped. Corona and nothing else can stop the word of God, and I just thank God for his willing vessels that are allowing us to listen to the word, and I enjoy listening to it, and just God bless each and every one of you.
Yes. Glory, Jesus.
Right, all right. God bless you. Well, I'll tell you what. Let the Holy Ghost move. Let the Holy Ghost move. Come on, Reverend Henry. Come on in here. I hear that voice.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Sister Randy, she took the words right out of my mouth. As she spoke, I thought about, you know, I just wanted to give thanks for how God has blessed you guys. I want to give thanks to how the unity I see and the love that I see. Oh, hallelujah. And you just want to be pleasing to God. And that's what I see. You know, I heard Reverend Brian say many times, a prayer lips say anything, but the action, the action is where it is. And y'all work together, and that's what I love about it. When you come together, and it's no big eyes or little U's, but it's a wee thing. It's a wee thing. I thought about it. Y'all spoke about heaven. I thought about an old song said, build your hopes on things eternal, but hold to God's unchanging hand.
Hey, man, give me a verse of that song.
Everybody ought to hold to his hand.
Give me a verse of that song, man. Give me a verse of that song. Can you give me a verse of that song, man? Because I know you got it in your
heart. Hold to his hand.
Yes, that's it.
God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand.
Yes,
God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Time is filled with transition. None on earth, none who can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. But hold to God unchanging hand.
That's it.
What I like about it, what I like about it is everybody ought to hold to his hand.
Yes,
I like that she said. She said Corona can't even stop it.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh man! Thank you. God bless you, guys. God bless you.
Well, I tell you, be encouraged, man, because man, God has said that. I don't know about some of y'all today, but I really believe something great is going to happen. Can I do that?
Thank you, Jesus.
Can I do that?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
The day got started out real well today. God knew something was going to happen in the future, and he knew we were going to all be together today. On this
thank
day.
You, Jesus.
You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something.
Hallelujah.
When we're trying our best to serve God, see, you don't have to force nobody to say something. You don't have to force nobody to come in to say something. Because when you have the God of our God in your heart, you know, like I said, sometimes you just want to sit there and just be ministered to. Then sometimes you just want to just wave your hand. But I'm telling you right now, it's going to come a time that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. He is Lord. I know he's doing it right now. Look what he's doing right now. He's adding to the fold right now. He's adding. Yeah. Today is your day. You can get on board. It's a beautiful day, y'all. It's a beautiful day.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Yes.
Can I say one thing?
Say two things, man.
My sister said God he understands the hallelujah and the thank you, Jesus. God knows what no one else can know. And God can go where no one else can go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. That's all right. That's all right. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Again, please. You know, there you go. There you go, Brother Wayne. Oh, Brother Wayne, by way of Mississippi, the landing somewhere in Texas, that beautiful state, you know what I'm talking about?
Come on, talk about it. Talk about
you know,
it.
They talk about we some country bamas getting hot down there. You know, well, somewhere down in the heat, we still know where the fire comes from.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
According to the numbers, brother, y'all ain't gonna be country too much longer. You know, everything going to city living now.
I like that. Hey, brother, man, I ain't gonna let you talk about my little town like that, man. I ain't gonna let you... Detroit City, the most place where y'all call it over
there?
Yeah. We call out our place a town. We call it a town. You know we call it a town. We call it a city. God bless you, man. God bless you. Again, man, God has really showed up and showed out today, man. He has really blessed us today, you know. I've never been on the phone. He has never been on the band. He always come up in here, and he always touch our heart, man. And, man, we often say, man, that that we always answer your prayers. We're not just saying this to be saying it. Keep us in your prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, keep this show up with us. And then that's just a set of miles for him, man. To get up Monday through Friday to do this, you know, it's got to be to have that zeal, to have that love. They do this every day like this. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
And I'm telling you, and we ain't doing it for no pat on the back. We doing it because we know that the God we serve needs to be spreaded. And they spread it how bad the coronavirus is, the COVID-19 is. Well, boy, I'm telling you, they have, my God, he knows everything. You can't hide nothing from him. You know, this plague came over this whole world. But you better believe it, God knows about it. We just got to get lined up in his word and try to stay close to one another, love one another, you know. And I don't know if anybody could or will pray for us before we leave, you know, pray for the land and pray for our show and all the brothers. Could you pray for somebody? Anybody?
Yeah, I can pray.
Father God, and
oh, go ahead.
Y'all good? Y'all good? We can have an A and B selection. It's like, come on.
Come on.
I heard somebody. I heard two different voices. Come on. Y'all gonna come on? Y'all coming?
I just want to say thank you for allowing us to be on this show and bring the word of God. I want to thank you for just bless the show, bless the whole world. Just watch over all of us. Take care of all of us. Just take care of the sick and the shut in and the ones that couldn't listen and the ones that wanted to listen. You know our hearts. And with that saying, God, just thank you. Continue blessing us in this show. Continue blessing all your children. God, just thank you for being God Almighty. Amen.
Yeah, Lord, thank you. That's a good thing. That was the ache. Anybody else? Because I heard somebody wanted to pray. You can pray. You know, I know my brother just did, you know, but we don't know one.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Yeah. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, good. Okay. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you've allowed your people, Father God, to bring forth your word today, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that our spirits have been enlightened today, Father God, with the gospel. We thank you, Father God, for using these ministers today, Lord God. You said in your word that if your name will be lifted up, that you will draw all men unto you. So we thank you, Father God, that you are continuously anointing your people, Father God, to do your work. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to cover them, Father God, as they are on a mission, Lord God, to bring more souls into your kingdom. We're praying, Father God, that not only will your anointing fill them, Father God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord God, but we pray, Father God, that they will have victory, Father God, over every trial, tribulation, Father God, or every mountain that may be in their way, Lord God. Every strategy, Lord God, that the enemy, Lord God, continues, Lord God, to throw their way, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you would cover them, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that whatever the enemy wants to use for the demise and the destruction, Lord God, of this ministry and this show, Lord God, that you would turn it around and use it for their good. We thank you, Father God, that victory is in your hand, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, for giving them the victory to withstand, Father God, the wiles of the enemy. Lord, you said in your word that we must hold up the shield of faith to quench every fiery dart of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Lord God, that you will give them the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoe to always, always walk in peace. The shield of faith, Lord God, with the sword, which is your word, Lord God, that they will continue to bring forth your word in the name of Jesus as they cut off heads of demons, Lord God. As they throw the enemy back into the pits of hell where he belongs, Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you would just continue to gird them, Lord God, in spirit and in truth. Yeah. We thank you, Father God, for what ears have heard today in the name of Jesus. Pray, Lord God, that your word will continue to go forth, Lord God, and it will bear much fruit in due season. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise because we know, Lord God, that you are the creator of all things. So we bless your name right now. We continue, Lord God, to lift it up in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise henceforth and forevermore. In the name of Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen.
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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We can do this like this. This is a pretty good song, y'all. Y'all pray for this song too.
You